Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Half Duplex, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, this topic is with regards to the whole transgenderism movement. On a few recent social occasions, the same topic came up, and I voiced my opinion that a man can only be a man, and a woman can only be a woman, period. But if somebody wants to refer to themselves as such, then I will call them by their preferred pronouns out of respect. But if I'm asked to identify said person, say in a court of law or in my own house, I will refer to them as what they are genetically. This is usually where people ask me, why does it matter so much to you? I go on to explain with an example. If I let a friend, female turned male, sleep on my couch or ride in my car and then the house burns down or the car crashes with the friend inside and the friend has to be rushed to the hospital while authorities question me or the coroner needs me to identify a body, I'm going to say X person, she was my friend. I also mentioned Rachel Dalzell and her transracial identity story from a few years back. She was a white woman presenting herself as black. Growing up, she dressed, looked, and showed the parts. Even felt trapped inside her white body. All the same things I hear when anyone explains trans to me. But society shot her down. I'm a black male in my mid-30s, growing up in Southern California, in a small mountain town, mostly white. I was often told that I did not sound and act black. The term Oreo comes to mind as that is often what I was called. There were parts of me that wanted to be white, but it wasn't until high school when I started hanging out with more black kids. Now that I'm an adult, I'm 100% certain of my identity despite what I want people to view me as. I'm a black human who is male. What sparked me to write this topic was a video I came across while surfing WorldStar. It's Macy Gray being interviewed by Piers Morgan. And he basically asked her what her thoughts were on the whole regender reassignment clown show that we're living in. If anyone can identify as any sex, transgenderism, why can't anyone identify as any race? Why does the buck stop at sex/gender, if it's really about accepting people for who they identify as? Are the parallels not there, Sane Man? Well, Half Duplex, I'm not 100% sure what you want me to talk about. People can identify with a cultural group but not be part of the race that originated that culture. There were Uyghurs with a W back while I was in high school. In giant starter jackets, they were listening to bad rap music thinking it was good. But they didn't spend hours in the sun to become darker skinned and grow their hair out into dreads so they could look more Jamaican. Whenever I think about a white man trying to pass for a black one, I think of that CNN reporter guy. But he doesn't go around calling himself black. He just looks black. I think that the reason people are so obsessed with race and gender is because everyone is trying to play the part of the biggest victim these days. If you identify as a woman, but you were born a man, then you gain access to the privileges and power that comes with being that woman. If you're a white male and identify as black, or at least can pass for it, then companies are more likely to hire you, especially if you're polite and intelligent. It allows those corporations to score brownie points when it comes to exclusivity. Plus, women and minorities are supposed to be more oppressed, and in today's world, the more oppressed you are, the more moral and virtuous you appear to be to the rest of society. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to genetic males presenting themselves as females and melanin challenged CNN anchors putting on blackface clown world show. Half Duplex, I think there's a serious difference between identifying as a male or female, black or white, and passing as such. I've seen men that got the top surgery and began wearing dresses and identified as female. But I still couldn't help but call them men by accident, to the gasp of righteous indignation as the women around me rose their heads from their cream chicken. How dare I call someone the wrong pronouns? When I apologized, I said I was sorry to him. But I said it with the male pronoun and the gasp continued because he, or should I say she, was now part of the female collective. And I was insulting women's own group preference. The really strange thing was that this individual wasn't being criticized the way a single man might be for being single. Single men are shamed and ridiculed for making that choice. But this person, this she, was praised as stunning and brave for becoming a single female. I think a huge part of why so many people are becoming trans these days is because they're no longer seen as being toxic males by females. They can talk to a woman or quote-unquote other women and be accepted even if their Adam's apple looks like a sharp and pointy gizzard. The idea of a black identity and a white identity are also, for the most part, cultural constructs. Go back to the times before the 20th century and look up old photos of black families dressed exactly like the white ones. They were found at the Library of Congress online archives. I have no issues with blacks having their own style and apparel. I only wish it were more refined and sophisticated instead of typically catering to the lowest common denominator. Although clothing that many whites wear is less formal and more casual these days. Look at old film footage from the 1950s and 60s, and you'll see almost all men wearing either suits or uniforms. But I don't care what your background is, I just think there's actually a difference between wearing something comfortable versus something that makes you look like a clown, regardless of race. Half Duplex has for the idea that death is the great equalizer, where if all there's left of a person is charred remains, that rarely happens. I once saw what happened in a car crash after the vehicle was cut in half, and the occupants were thrown deceased on the road. You could see that they were males. When there's a fire, most people die of smoke inhalation and not necessarily the flames. Also, if you tell a fireman that there's a woman inside of a building, but they look and identify themselves as male, then it might be a problem. Especially if you say there's a male inside, he'll go in and look for that man. If all he finds is someone that looks like a woman with a big Adam's apple, he'll pull her out but then continue looking for the male that you initially told him was there, and risk his life in doing so. You might end up being responsible for a fireman having an untimely demise. You don't want that on your conscience. If the person in the burning house identifies as a woman and he slash she is 6.5 feet tall, then just let the fireman know that there's a large dude in drag in there. That's the truth, as so few women are anywhere near that size. As for the whole trans agenda, I get the feeling that the World Economic Forum and their post-human ideas are behind this, that they want to destroy the boundaries of gender, so that we all look the same and that there are little to no biological differences between us. But why do this? I think part of it is to get people to sterilize themselves for sexual perversion, as well as attention, because they know that there's an energy shortage in the future, and as a result that'll also lead to food shortages. Countries like the Netherlands and Sri Lanka are implementing less nitrogen and fertilizer use to stop climate change. Even Canada is thinking about doing it. But in actuality, it's probably just a test to see how smaller populations deal with food scarcity. Before it happens on a larger scale, they're trying to gauge what people will do when it's happening for real. But the trans people that sterilize themselves won't be reproducing, and this buys our society some time to live a semi-normal life for a little bit longer. Remember that the Haber-Bosch method is used to make nitrogen-based fertilizers, and it's usually natural gas that's used up in the process. Petrochemicals are also used mostly for food production and not just transportation. Not to mention the packaging for food, the energy for refrigeration, and most of the household goods we use on a daily basis. So it's going to get interesting to see what happens going forward. As for the picture in the thumbnail, it's most certainly a female, but you never know these days. I was talking to someone that went to Southeast Asia for sexy time adventures in Thailand, and I asked him how did he know if they were actually ladyboys and if they were actually women. He mentioned that with the trans women, they're super aggressive, coming up to him and grabbing him almost as if they were trying to drag him back to their hotel room, to boink him without his permission. So I guess that even if trans women are on hormone replacement therapy, some of the testosterone still gets through. When I went to a sex museum in Miami, I was told that in ancient Japan, the hermaphrodite had a much higher sexual marketplace value than a pure female. This fits in with the idea that men are attracted to four things the most, including small feet, boobs, butts, and dicks. Yeah, if your own dick repulses you, then you wouldn't want to touch it. So it makes sense that all four of those things found on the same individual would be the most attractive to many guys. For me, I'm not interested in sex anymore, and the only things I find attractive are perverse comics and stories. But I can understand why the people in power want more transgender people to sleep with. So that might be one of the reasons why they're trying to normalize it. Maybe they're just perverts looking to bust a nut in a male that looks like he's got a female's butt. I don't know. People can do whatever they want, but as I've said in previous videos, I think the agenda comes down to money. Since almost 20% of young people around 20 identify as LGBTQ-LMNOP people, that means corporations are salivating at the prospect of attracting young people to their theme parks with gay day and other gimmicks. I saw the same with banks sponsoring pride parades too. But the problem is that it creates a feedback loop. The more it's accepted, the more it grows, until eventually people stop reproducing because they've all been chemically or physically castrated. Let it sink in that we used to chemically castrate the worst rapists. Now guys are chemically castrating themselves and having rape fantasies about it being done to them. Too bad voluntary lobotomies didn't take off in the 1970s. They could have sold it to people as the liberation of one's own mind. Maybe the sex is better when you don't think about it too much. Maybe it could be a new sexual orientation. A retardosexual. I know I'm just being silly, but then again, if you told people 20 years ago that people in Europe would be getting arrested and then thrown into prison for years for saying that men can't be lesbians, they would have laughed you right out of the room. Jordan Peterson was the first man with status in our society to point this out. A few years from now, what he said might actually be illegal in Canada. I think that the world isn't ready for those that are transracial yet until we create a way to do plastic surgery to make black people completely pass as white and vice versa. Here's looking at you, Wayans brothers. Being gay or trans wasn't accepted 35 to 40 years ago. In 10 to 20 years, transracial might be a big deal. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Half Duplex for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that white women that are transracial scream out the N-word at their black boyfriends when he smashes them in the bedroom. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MikTow.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the white women that have transitioned into black men and that go on to CNN to become news anchors away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.